specifically on a nice day outside. I'm glad you made some time to come inside and talk with us. So thanks for that. I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Has everyone gotten a copy?
Okay, I'll move to approve the agenda.
I'll second it.
All right, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, let's get moving. So we were all at the last meeting, so I guess approving the recording was somewhat of a moot point. So we'll go ahead and move on to old business. As I said, we were all at the meeting last month. So
well, I wasn't at
the meeting. Sorry. Excuse me, Jan. Did you get a chance to listen to the recording?
Didn't.
Okay. Do you have any questions about what we talked about at the last meeting?
No, Mary Beth gave me a little bit.
Brought you up to speed.
I read the notes. And
yeah, I think the notes are particularly helpful. So
yeah.
Thanks for putting those together. So that moves us. That brings us to old business. We've been talking about greenways, green infrastructure for some time, and we resolved as a committee to work on a letter, a draft letter, which you all have in your packet there with the agenda, for us to edit any which way we like or approve once we get to a point of consensus. Has everyone had an opportunity to read that over from the email that Rachel sent out?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I think this is a good letter. I didn't hear the discussion last month that went into it, but just as a letter, standalone letter, I thought it was very good.
Mm-hmm. Welcome, Mr. Mitchell.
Mr. Mitchell.
It
sounds important.
Well, I think, Ben, do you have any comments?
A suggestion.
Sure.
At the end of the second paragraph, to acknowledge that we considered the concept of the use that would not be given to the land because of this use and
right.
The businesses that might be attracted by a railroad. Could we just say consideration was given to the difficult to quantify fact that the land would not be any longer in private use that would then possibly be used for other financial or fiduciary reasons. Just to acknowledge that we are thinking about that. There are people in the community that are very anti and giving land to conservancies or to government entities, and I don't know what they think you should do with a railroad corridor that's sitting idle, but just to not, you know, to fend off the fact that we, so we can't say we didn't think about it because we did.
Sure.
How about
do you think that I think I appreciate what you're saying, Pam. I think I'm trying to see if it was if that type of thought, that type of comment, is addressed in part anywhere else in the draft.
Like,
I don't know that it explicitly is, but I'm just kind of.
We can say the qualitative benefits can often help attract businesses and families to our community, offsetting any loss of revenue from privately owned land.
I think one of the reasons I tried to stay, I'll pick an elevation of 30,000 feet, just because the nine of us, eight now that Sheila's resigned from the committee, are not economic, professionals. We are not an Andrew Tate, and we're not trying to be. So I was trying to keep us in just the sense of, just on the body of information we've reviewed. And
we are taxpayers.
Well,
we have a right to discuss how our tax money is spent.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood.
And to prioritize whether it's...
Yeah, I thought you were saying, like, private property. I thought you were talking about, like, property rights along the trail.
By so doing, we are impinging on private property rights, and people feel, you saw those things I pulled down about people might come at us with the fact that their property's being devalued.
Mm-hmm.
Other people say, no, I've been able to put up a bike rental stand and I'm earning a great deal more money out of my property than I would have if this hadn't been built. But I think it's none of us are experts in bees. There wasn't a single person that had a degree in whatever studying bugs is.
Right.
But we managed to come to a consensus and decide we wanted to be a bee city. I think we have a responsibility to consider finances when otherwise we're just children sitting here sucking our thumbs saying, I want this, this sounds good, that sounds nice. It's one of the things you have to consider.
Yeah, I can appreciate that comment.
Because we do say we've asked our guests to specifically address the economic impact.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we ask them questions.
Maybe Pam is right that we do need, but I think we don't want to emphasize it too much. Just maybe along the lines of what Pam said, offsetting any potential. But we have no idea. We can't estimate the likelihood or the amount or anything like that.
Okay.
And we didn't look into the ownership. I mean, we don't know if it's people abutting. We didn't know.
Right.
We don't know how it was taken in the first place. We don't know if it's an easement or do they own it.
And we don't know what they're going to do either. The people that are backing this and putting private money into it are, I believe, hoping that even if they have to build it all themselves, that then towns will take over the maintenance of it. There's a lot of financial things that haven't been settled yet.
Sure.
Can we manage without getting too many words invested in this to
offsetting any revenue that potentially might be lost through taking the property out of the private sector?
Do we even know if they're taking it out of the private sector?
So you're basically referring to repurposing this from a rail line that could be used for industry to something that's for recreational use by residents.
That's just a coaster.
And I think it has been suggested that the town take over the, that the towns that are in along the path would take over the ownership, that once they've got it built, they deed it to the town. It's like...
Right.
It's not if it's rail built.
There's also funny stuff out there where some people believe and have sued and have won because when they have an easement for a rail line, there was a taking to be used for the rail line, and then if the rail line deserts it, people believe it ought to snap back to the original owner, and that gets hairy because you're tracing it down generations of who owned it. But those people can come and say, no, you can't have this land for a trail because it's mine, and you're going to have to pay me for it. So I think it's wise to be conscious and make people aware that we are aware of these things, and we're not just blithely saying, this is a delightful thing that I would like to have.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind.
Well, and I don't think the letter presents Greenway as just a 100% benefit to everybody, that there's nothing that is, that it's without some disadvantages, and I think we could argue that till.
Yeah, but I think we came to the conclusion that the it was an offset.
Right.
That the advantages outweighed the positive, the potential.
I can appreciate that.
But, you know, we're not claiming that this is an exhaustive study or anything. It just says convey our support for continued focus and commitment to Greenways.
And I would like people to know that that support is coming through an adult look at the facts rather than just, I want a playground.
Right.
And playgrounds are great. You know, I don't like it when people call me a tree hugger or a greenie or hiss Agenda 21 at me. I like to come back and say, no, this is good because of that, this is good because of this. You know, I like to make a informed decision about what I'm recommending to others to do action about. Am I the only one that's had to deal with that kind of stuff?
No.
I just think it's, you know, I don't want to see us get too far beyond the scope of this because I think it's a good length as it is, and, you know, can't really hit everything. But as I said before, if we can come up with a few words to address that and fit in well, sure.
Yeah. Offsetting any revenue that potentially might be lost, and I'm putting the potentially in to soften it, by converting the property from private ownership to public ownership.
Yeah.
That's not entirely accurate. I guess that's my only wit.
Yeah, I mean, the case of Trail Greenway, from what I understand, if I recall correctly, is that the railroad's not going to just walk away and whoever comes up on top of it's going to come up on top of it. I mean, they're going to negotiate some kind of deal, and they haven't even done that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to be them walking away and deciding who owns it at the end. And that'll be a property transaction just like any other.
So they're going to sell their
They'll do something.
Rights.
I don't know that something along those lines.
Yeah, because there are people that say they don't have a right.
Right.
They have an easement.
I guess my...
Oh, an easement is a right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess my apprehension for trying to get too much in the weeds with this is because this is not something that even in the best case that the commissioners would just say, yeah, that's a great idea, and just sign off on it move it to a vote in any way, shape, or form. This is just us as appointed concerned citizens saying, hey, guys, we think this is a good idea. And then we kind of sit back, and if they ask us to do any other further research, we're at their service, you know, just really no different than planning or engineering is at their service. And so, I think, Janet said this is not an exhaustive research. We've just kind of scratched the surface. We've kind of lifted up the stone and said, yeah, it looks good as far as we can see. I'm more than open to adding language like that, just to say that we understand that there may be some disadvantages, but we feel as citizens this merits our time or something along those lines.
Well, I think you said that when you said we specifically address the economic impacts, the health benefits, and the maintenance requirements. I mean, that includes all the costs and positive and negatives.
But not the loss of potential.
I mean, there's 50,000 things that we can come up with that are potential things that could happen because of it.
I'm just saying, cover your behind.
With what? I mean, we're not entering in a kind of legal agreement.
No. But you short-circuit people coming to the meeting, getting a bunch of tea parties together and coming to the meeting and saying, this is...
That's going to happen regardless. Us spending a sentence in this letter saying something like that is not going to stop opposition.
Do you mean coming to our meeting?
No.
I mean,
the commissioners.
I think it's well-worded. I don't see anything wrong with it. I mean, we're not talking about, we suggest that the county commissioners take public land, I mean, or take, or do a taking on any land, or convert any private land to public land against anybody's will. I mean, we're not suggesting any of that in any way whatsoever.
Pam, are you in support of the two greenways that are mentioned in this letter?
Yes. And
why?
I want to protect, why?
Why?
Because I feel that the benefits outweigh the cost or the potential hassles or the, I think that any revenue that would be lost because of juxtaposition to possible, you know, I read a bunch of studies showing that the actually property values went down when here we were all thinking they went up.
Can you summarize why you're in favor of it in just like maybe one sentence?
Because I moved to the Hendersonville area because we had one of the factors was that we had the greenways and the parks, and I find that a wise thing for a city to be doing. It's a legacy that goes on, keeps giving forever once you get it established. And hopefully maintain it.
Well, maybe the most democratic way to is if you want to offer up a motion for language, and I think you've mentioned it. So if you say, well, let's add offsetting, and then you know we vote, and if we want to, you know.
Have I got a second?
Maybe if you reiterate what you said, and then
we'll see.
That we add to the end of the second paragraph. To the sentence that starts, these qualitative benefits can often help attract businesses and families to our community and offset any revenue loss that possibly might occur from converting from an industrial use to a civic use. I better write that down because I'll forget it.
That sounds reasonable.
What did you say at the end? From an industrial use to a what?
Civic use.
Mm-hmm. I could support that. I'm also fine with it without that because I think we cover it under economic impact and also by saying that what this letter is doing is supporting continued focus and commitment. So either way, I'll go either way.
I think your whole issue is you want to convey the idea that we have considered the negative impacts of the greenways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what if we just put a comma in the first paragraph and said, you know, our committee has taken a very thoughtful approach, comma, including the negative impacts of any proposed development, and that leads into all these other things.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
good.
It's the only thing she wants to say. She wants to convey that this group is not just a willy-nilly pro-green everything, mm-hmm. we have thought responsibly about these issues.
Right. Yeah.
So I think you're covering it here, but
No, I like that.
Yeah.
How does that work into the including review of the 2020 comprehensive? I mean, what would the sentence actually say?
Yeah, let's just take out that and say our committee has taken a very thoughtful approach examining the topic of greenways in Henderson County, and then, comma, including any possible negative implications of these proposed trails.
And that covers the whole range.
And we looked at a lot more than just the 2020 comprehensive plan, and that's kind of what you detailed
right.
next in the paragraph.
Yeah.
And that satisfies the committee member who's most concerned with that.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's a true statement.
Yeah.
Any possible negative impacts, did you say?
Yeah, I guess.
Including possible negative.
Including possible not.
Yeah.
Not all.
We better not say any. That's including.
Okay, I make a motion that we add those three words.
And remove the
and
words.
And
remove review.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you get that, Rachel?
Playing Angry Birds up there?
Including review of any possible.
take not any, just possible.
Yeah,
negative.
I think that's better.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks.
Somebody may come up, it's scaring the birds or something.
And take out including review of the 2020 comprehensive plan.
Well, leave including, but then it's including possible negative impacts rather than including review of.
Mm-hmm. And we do mention, we feel the language and quote the plan further
mm-hmm.
down.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. So we have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Excellent. Good job. All right. So we've got our letter of support. Do we need a vote on the change and then a vote on the actual letter itself, Rachel? I suppose.
I think you just approve the change.
Okay. So let's. So. Right. So so we need to hear a motion
that we accept the
letter. Accept the
letter amended as.
Yeah, as amended.
I make a motion to accept the letter as amended.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Nicely done, everybody. Okay. So we've put that piece to bed, so. Yes.
So we'll fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Sheila's name off because she did have to resign from the committee. And then what we'll do is make a request for board action so that it actually goes to the commissioners and probably can get into the first March meeting. It's probably what we'll shoot for.
Okay.
So I'll let you know which agenda in March it gets on, and then that way if someone wants to come, just be present at the meeting in case they have any comments.
Sure.
I'll let you know when that's going to be.
Sounds great.
Okay.
All right, good discussion on that, guys. That was good.
Mm-hmm.
So new business. I had a conversation with Kieran Rowe, who's executive director of Pinnacle Mountain Land Conservancy, last week. It's somewhat related. Well, it's related to our discussion around green infrastructure. He was telling me that he's met with Tim Hopkin and John Mitchell around a proposal that the land trust has to create a new park. In Hickory Nut Gorge.
CMLC,
yeah. And so what they're asking the county to consider is that they would, I believe the proposal is the county would be the grantee. They would seek funding and plan for maintenance, et cetera, and then the county would have a new park if everything comes to pass. This has happened before along 74A. There's the Florence Nature Preserve, which was a joint project with the county. So there is some history of this. But Kieran asked if we would entertain him at a meeting to discuss this. And I said, well, it's somewhat in line with what we've been talking about. So I'll take it to the committee and see what their thoughts are. So how would y'all feel about having Kieran come to our March meeting and make a short presentation on the park, I suppose, that they're proposing near Lake Lure, which would be kind of the northeast reach of Henderson County?
That's growing out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in favor of that.
Yeah. I'd like to hear it.
Okay, sounds good. Another item on new business, Rachel and I have talked about one of the things that may be lacking for this committee is like an orientation handbook, a couple pieces of paper or something like that, just to bring folks up to speed, because I think it's obviously advantageous to have folks to tell them, okay, well, this is what we've looked at around bees, we've looked at around greenways and water conservation. One, I think it helps create efficiency, but also they're not coming in flat-footed and saying, how does this work? You know, what are my expectations as a committee member? Is that something that we as committee members could see spending some time putting together for the benefit of the committee as a whole and certainly new members?
Sure, I would have liked to have heard.
Yeah.
Has everybody got a copy of the charter?
I've read it.
Yeah.
Is that the
mm-hmm. I think so. But since I joined the committee, Pam is the only person,
mm-hmm.
well, Kim, who's not here, who was on the committee then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got a bunch of new people.
And I go off at the end of this year, don't I?
I think you were off
Are you talking about like a summary of this document, or maybe more like a current events
history
for the committee?
Maybe an addition to that.
So maybe just an up-to-date cover letter for
the
that.
The history of. I know what got me when I was new on the committee was my understanding was we were here to answer questions that the commission asked, and they never asked questions.
Right.
So what
right.
were, and we also only met quarterly when I first joined, which really don't get continuity.
Right.
So we fixed that.
Okay. Well, maybe
I think it's a good idea.
If they don't ask us questions, we'll do stuff and
yeah,
send them letters.
Right.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. It sounds like we've got two items to talk about at our next meeting, hear from Kieran, and then work on maybe some additional documentation to go with current events, like Philip said, along with the other information we have for the committee.
I can check and see. Autumn, do you know if there's other citizen-appointed committees that do have some kind of introductory letter or packet about what the duties are or anything beyond the charter of the committee?
We have a couple that we do that for. But the ones we have is we're actually handling like copies of ordinances or plans or things that they actually have to have on the board. I know we have it for our TAC, for our Transportation Advisory Committee. They have an orientation for it. There may be some others I'm not looking for.
Okay. I was just thinking I could pull something from another one, but I'll just look and see those. I'll start with those.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
This committee has a much longer history than just the Environmental Advisory Committee.
Right.
It goes back to solid waste advisory and merged.
Right.
That story would be useful.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's some. I'll try and get some stuff up.
Okay.
Because we have superlative solid waste. And
Sounds good. Thanks, Rachel.
Yeah.
Do we have any announcements? For?
Did everyone see the B-City email that I forwarded?
Yeah.
Yes.
Someday this week.
Yep.
So you're welcome to reply to Ken Bailey at the city if you think of any ways that you can help be a part of that.
Right.
I know they've got some for artists that looks like doing that mural. There's been a bunch of apple grower and bee related classes and stuff through corporate extension, so that's a good resource.
Right, and I do recall from the Environmental Sustainability Board meeting that Liz and I went to, they're our city counterpart. They're planning on doing, did they say, I think it was the Garden Jubilee, they were going to have a table or something like that.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. And around the Bee City.
ESB is going to have a table?
I think so. So they may, I know they're wanting to do more collaboration with us, so we may... if you have time, if you're around in town that time, you may want to shoot them an email and say, hey, I'm available. Do you need help? Anything along those lines. I think they're really trying to be more helping, facilitating the education piece of pollinators and native plant species, et cetera.
I know that's been the question most people have asked me is, well, what are the plants I should plant?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A great resource for that I found after the ESB meeting was that if you go to the tree board, so if you go to the city of Hendersonville and go to tree board, they have a very good list of species. It gives you the scientific name and the common name and even like this is a shrub, this is a tree, this is good for a riparian zone, this is good for a rain swale, that kind of thing. So that's a good resource. And
there's a Native Plant Society, too, that has really good resources for specifically for North Carolina. North Carolina Native Plant Society.
Right. Yeah, and I ran into the chair of the ESB this week, and he said that they're wanting to come to more of our meetings, and I think that's always a good idea if we can kind of collaborate and maybe work together on issues like Bee City, for example. It seemed to work really well that time. So, does anybody else have anything else for the good of the group? I guess the other question we have is the next meeting. We have stuck with we voted at each of the past three meetings, I believe, to have a meeting on the first Thursday of the following month. Do we want to continue on that trend?
Well, I think if Karen Rowe is coming, we ought to be here.
Well, that's right, yeah. Of course. But I think we need to, vote on that? Do we need to vote on to tell Karen to come on the first Thursday?
And yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Very good point.
We only need to vote on whether or not we're coming.
That's right. March 3rd, yeah. So we'll be here. Okay.
Yes.
All right. All right, well, congratulations. We have finished the meeting in less than 2 hours. Very close to less than 30 minutes, or 30 minutes on the dot, so I applaud us for that. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I so move.
All right.
I second.
All right, all in favor.
Aye. Wow, look at us.
We did good.